Christian Voice News, the Global Link.
Government urged to address SME challenges to boost GDP growth. UPND confident ahead of April convention. A Nigerian Army rescues 31 held after Easter church attack. Good afternoon. To present the main news, I am Chimba Chilopa. Economist Trevor Hambai has urged government to urgently address concerns raised by small and medium-sized enterprises, SMEs, stating that their growth is critical to improving the country's gross domestic product, GDP. Mr. Hambai said persistent challenges such as high taxation, limited access to markets, and difficulties in accessing affordable finance continue to hinder the growth and sustainability of small businesses across the country. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Mr. Hambai emphasized that the current tax burden on small businesses is discouraging formalization and expansion, as many entrepreneurs struggle to meet compliance requirements while remaining profitable. He added that without targeted tax relief or incentives, many small enterprises risk stagnation or closure. He further highlighted the need for improved market access, stating that small businesses often face barriers in penetrating both local and international markets due to limited networks, infrastructure challenges, and lack of information.
Now, in terms of formalizing, remember is that the key issue why they are not formalizing, you can't just ask our SMEs to formalize their businesses for the purpose of you collecting tax. When the foreign direct investors come into this country, you give them incentives for them to come here. And yet you refuse to do the same thing for your locals. So it is important, firstly, from the SME sector, for us to create an equal playing field, that we have got the same benefits as the foreign entities.
Government has reaffirmed its commitment to strengthening collaboration with the church, describing it as a key partner in driving national development and improving the welfare of citizens. Northwestern Province Deputy Permanent Secretary Lakson Mulumbi notes that the church remains central to fostering unity, hope, and social transformation in communities across the province. Zanis reports that speaking during Easter Sunday celebrations at the Tuvanganai Evangelical Church in Zambia yesterday, Mr. Mulumbi underscored the significance of the day in the Christian calendar. Mr. Mulumbi noted that the government is committed to maintaining cordial relations with the church and regards it as a strategic partner in the pursuit of national development. He expressed gratitude to the church for inviting him to be part of the Easter commemorations, describing his presence as a reflection of the Constitution's contribution to improving people's lives. The United Party for National Development, UPND, says it remains calm and firm as it prepares to hold its party convention scheduled for April 15, 2026. UPND Deputy Secretary General Gertrude Menda says the party is confident in its leadership under President Hakainde Hichilema and is focused on ensuring a smooth and successful convention. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Ms. Menda said the ruling party continues to have full faith in President Hichilema's leadership, which she noted has guided the party through key reforms and national development programs. She added that the convention will provide an important platform for the party to consolidate its structures and reaffirm its vision ahead of future political engagement. Ms. Menda further stated that the party leadership remains open and democratic, allowing various party structures and members interested in contesting positions at the convention to freely participate. The party remains open to all eligible members and structures that wish to compete, as this is part of strengthening internal democracy, she said. She emphasized that the UPND is committed to upholding transparency and unity throughout the convention process, adding that members are encouraged to remain disciplined and focused. Ms. Menda also expressed confidence that the convention will not only strengthen the party internally, but also position it to continue delivering on its governance agenda for the Zambian people.
It means that the process leading to the convention, including the roadmap, has already been changed, and it is going to take place, because there is a process, there is a procedure to be followed before the General Assembly. It is on call, it is on. I mean, maybe I don't know if it is the way to request, but it is on, and it is on the process. Is all leading to the General Assembly.
Rongzin Mine in Chambishi on the Copper Belt Province has embarked on expansion of copper production capacity to 10,000 metric tons per year. The development will also include the renovation and expansion of its plant to meet the expected increase of the copper production. Rongzin Mine project consultant Kelvin Mwansa said the increase in copper production will create more jobs and improve the livelihood of people working for mines. Zanis reports that Mr. Mwansa disclosed this during a consultative meeting with the community along the Nwela stream in Chambishi area. He said the company, which has been operational since 2021, has experienced wear and tear, which has highly affected the production capacity to only 500 metric tons per year. In African news, 31 civilians held hostage following a Sunday morning church attack in northwest Nigeria have been rescued, the army has said. Five others were killed as gunmen targeted Easter celebrations at a church in Ariko, Kaduna State, according to a statement from the security forces. A local church official had earlier put the number of dead at 7. The army said soldiers engaged the attackers in a fierce firefight, forcing them to flee and leave the hostages and the bodies of the dead victims behind. Coming up shortly, Iran says it destroyed four U.S. Army aircraft. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has hit almost every family. If you are not infected, then you are affected. Support and care for people living with HIV is everyone's responsibility. People living with HIV have health, emotional, spiritual, nutritional, social, and physical needs. The goal of providing care and support is to make the lives of people living with HIV and AIDS and their families a little easier and more comfortable. Any person can offer care and support for people living with HIV and AIDS, and you inclusive.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Red Crescent Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. Iran's Joint Command claimed on Sunday that the aircraft were destroyed during the complex rescue of an airman whose fighter jet was shot down on Friday. Iran State TV quoted the Qatam Al Anbiya headquarters as saying the aircraft, which included two C-130 military transport aircraft and two Black Hawk helicopters, were destroyed in the province of Isfahan where the rescue took place. Earlier Sunday, Iran State TV aired a video showing what it claims are parts of a U.S. aircraft that they had shot down and a photo of thick black smoke rising into the air. The claims could not be independently verified. That's the news to date. Here's another look at the headlines. Economist Trevor Hambai has urged governments to urgently address concerns raised by small and medium-sized enterprises, SMEs, stating that their growth is critical to improving the country's gross domestic product, GDP. The United Party for National Development, UPND, says it remains calm and firm as it prepares to hold its party convention scheduled for April 15, 2026. And 31 civilians held hostage following a Sunday morning church attack in northwest Nigeria have been rescued, the army has said. For more news, follow us on our social media platforms. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and YouTube with the handle RSV News. My name is Chimba Shloba. Stay tuned.
Shopping with your Stanbic Visa card just got more rewarding. From